Well, Land, we've been talking a lot about the 3rd District Congressional debate that took place on Wednesday. We've already spoken with candidates Tim Smith and Wendy Davis. We did that yesterday. So coming up right now, we are going to spend some time checking in with another candidate who participated, Marlon Stutzman. Good morning, Marlon. This is an early one for you.
It is. Great to be with you here in studio, Kayla.
I'm so glad you're here because I've got a lot of questions I want to ask you, just kind of some clarifications, and I want to revisit some topics with you. But before we get into all that, how do you think the debate went on Wednesday?
Well, you know, I thought it went really well. Now, next time, you got to be in charge of the sound.
Yes, okay, we'll be in charge of the audio next time.
Will needs to do the sound. it was a very well-run debate, and I thought it was very substantive, and that we actually talked about issues. And I thought you guys did a really good job.
I thought it was full of a lot of substance as well, allowing those 90-second responses with there only being 4 candidates of the 8 participating. It just did allow for a manageable amount of time to really kind of get in depth on a lot of the topics. One of the topics that was brought up was former President Donald Trump fairly recently kind of announcing that abortion bans and what have you should be left up to individual states. And he didn't really advocate for a national abortion ban. And we asked all of you whether or not you agreed with him. Marlon, I interpreted what you said as that it should be left up to individual states. Am I correct with my interpretation?
Yeah, I do. Because if we're going to be consistent that, you know, we fought so hard to overturn Roe versus Wade, well, what was that going to do? Well, it was going to turn it back to the states. And, you know, here in Indiana, we're a pro-life state. Do I want to see abortions in New York or Illinois? Absolutely not. But I think we have to be consistent and we have to go out and fight for a culture of life. But knowing this, and you know, the sad thing, Kayla, is that the two parties are divided on this issue so much. The Democrat Party is the party for abortion. And so as long as there's Democrats in Washington, D.C., there will always be fights on abortion.
Well, then let me ask you this. Would you advocate for, would you fight for a national abortion ban if it were to come up?
You know, if it were on the floor, I would vote for it because, you know, it would save lives. And I'm going to fight for life, you know, every chance I get. But at the same time, I would encourage our leadership. Let's, you know what, we fought to overturn Roe versus Wade. We got it done. Let's go to the states and fight there to protect life because it's not going to be the same in every state. Do I wish it were? Absolutely. But to be consistent, the way that our Constitution is spelled out, the way that our government should operate, that's one thing I always try to do is I try to live my life consistently. Mm-hmm. And so to say on one hand, oh, well, you know, I want it this way in Washington, but oh, no, don't come here and tell me how to, you know, pave our county roads,
right,
or how to build a bridge. So I do think that it's important to be consistent, but that does not mean that I'm not for life. I'm absolutely 100% pro-life and will always fight for life. And if it were on the floor because of the life issue, I would vote for it.
Well, that's that I wanted some clarification on this morning, so I appreciate it. There was also a moment during the debate where you kind of circled back on your thoughts about Israel and Ukraine. We were talking a lot about, you know, just foreign spending in general. And I believe you said, you know, no more money to Ukraine. Let's send that money to the border.
Yeah.
But yes, let's support Israel.
Yeah.
I'm summing up, obviously, you know, what you had to say. But I really wanted to have you elaborate on what you meant by the word support in terms of supporting Israel. Are you talking troops? Are you talking money? Are you talking weapons? What did you mean by the word support?
Money and weapons. Okay, and here's the thing. And this is what's so frustrating about Washington right now and the fact that they're merging these two countries like they're the same sort of. They're not. Ukraine has a very corrupt system of government where there are problems in Ukraine. I am rooting for Ukraine to beat back Russia. I mean, as they have done.
I think we all are, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we can all hopefully have some common ground on that.
Yeah, but Ukraine is not the ally that Israel is to us. We have a deep relationship with Israel, you know, spiritual and economical and so many others. And their government is responsible. They've built David's sling. They have built the Iron Dome with the funds that we as American taxpayers have given to them. They are responsible with the funds that we send to Israel. So I wouldn't have a problem sending more funds to Israel. I would have a very strong problem or would opposition to sending more money to Ukraine because Ukraine has not proven that they are going to be responsible with the American taxpayer dollars. And so it's really an easy one for me.
Yeah, I think it's just been this constant blank check. And I would think you and I could also agree on that in terms of Ukraine. Well, I'm really going to put you on the spot here. Speaking of support for Israel, my producer actually just alerted me to a headline that came down, I want to say, less than 10 minutes ago from the Wall Street Journal about the president proposing announcing a $1 billion weapons deal for Israel. Mm-hmm. And I could be putting you on the spot. I don't even know if you've seen this or heard this, but yeah. What say you to that?
Oh, I would support it.
Yeah.
You know, but again, this is the problem that Joe Biden and others in Congress, they like to take these really important issues and then they stick them together with Ukraine, or they like to add more spending to them because they know there's a certain group of us that want to support Israel. Mm-hmm. They know that we would be, you know, in support of more funds at the border. But then they go ahead and spend more money frivolously and irresponsibly in Ukraine or other parts of the world that's not what the American interests really are. So I would support it. It depends what the package looked like.
Sure. Yeah. And I know I'm definitely putting you on the spot. I put myself on the spot because I have no idea what this actually even says. It just came across as a headline. Let me ask you this, because this is a fun Israel-Ukraine topic, and I didn't plan on really fully going down this road with you. But what if, in terms of this blank check that we're talking about, there's been no receipts for the spending. What if there were for Ukraine? What if it was outlined, we're going to spend the money on X, Y, and Z, things that we couldn't be like, okay, yeah, I could get behind that. Then would you be in support?
No, because they just have shown that they can't be responsible with our dollars.
Yeah.
And, some of my opponents have said, yes, we'll give more money to Ukraine mm-hmm. with more accountability. It just doesn't work. And then you look at the Biden family and the relationships that the Biden family has in Ukraine. Kayla, it's easier to send the money to Ukraine and for money to end up back up in people's pockets where it doesn't belong than it is if it stays here. And Israel doesn't operate like that. We have very good, deep relationships with Israel. Me personally, I have a couple of very good friends there that I trust, and I know that they value the relationship with America. They don't take advantage of us. That's the other difference between Ukraine and Israel, is that I feel like Ukraine is taking advantage of our generosity, where Israel comes to us and says, you know what? You have always been with us, and you know what's happening right now. Can you help us again?
That's a really good point. I've never thought of it like that. And, what's interesting with all eight of you, because there are eight of you in this race, to be our next congressperson.
Yeah.
And to me, this topic of Israel and Ukraine is a really defining moment for all of you of how you think it should be handled and overseen. But I got to keep moving on, because I do want to ask you this. I always love to ask this question after a debate. Is there anything that you wished you had answered differently? Now that you've had, 24 to 48 hours to kind of really mull over some of the things that came out of your mouth, do you wish you would have answered a question differently?
Well, and I know campaigns are full of sound bites, and there's always things that you wish you get done with your answer. And you're like, I should have said this or that. But I felt like we had good time to talk about it. We talked about ag policy. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about budgeting. The budget is one that it is a monster to tackle. And I was on the budget committee. Mm-hmm. I proposed a balanced budget. My allies in Washington are going to be, Jim Jordan and Rand Paul and, the conservatives. I was the most conservative member of the Indiana delegation when I was there. And so when people go to the polls on May the 7th, they are going to know. If they vote for Marlon Stutzman, they know what they're going to get. And I think that's what's important at this time, especially what's going on with Israel and what's going on with the problems in Washington, is that we need experience there, an experienced conservative. And I have a proven one. That's kind of why Washington's coming after me with some of these attack ads.
Really quick, Marlon, because I've told all the candidates, we're going to save the attack ad talk for next week, right? Okay, I've told you all that. But really quick, is there anything or any topic that y'all weren't asked that maybe you wished was brought up?
No, I thought it was a very well-run debate, and domestic issues are at front of people's minds. And look at what the cost of gas is right now. It's going up again because we're not drilling on our own resources. Mm-hmm. You look at the cost of food. I'm in the restaurant business, and going to buy groceries, and you're like, the cost
it's
of
insane.
Food's going up. Everything's going. Insurance costs.
Yep.
Premiums are going through the roof. So it's just like the cost of life is going up. And I think that's where Washington loses its focus so quickly. And instead of paying attention and making sure that the economy works for Americans first and, seal the border. And then, and then these other issues, again, Israel, we need to continue to stand with mm-hmm. Israel. But Ukraine, we're going to have to say, look, we have to make sure America's healthy first before we can help others. And right now, Washington is not healthy.
America healthy first. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, Marlon. Well, I appreciate you getting up pretty early and coming in studio with us. You have a good one. I'm sure we'll be in touch by May 7th.
Thank you.
Of course, what will end May 7th is our primary here in Indiana. Mark your calendar.
Podcasts by Federated Media.